Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants catcher Andrew Susak. Andrew, before we get to talking about this season, take us back to last year a little bit. How much of a dream year was it to not only make your Major League debut, but be a part of a World Series championship team?
Yeah, it's kind of, a roller coaster ride, man, to be honest. Couldn't write it any better than that. Like I said, times and times again, dream come true. Really was fun playing with these guys. And, they're so competitive, and they come out and they make it really enjoyable to come out here and do what we do.
What did you think was the top thing that you learned from being up in the major leagues with all these players, especially the veteran guys who had been through it?
Just to stay composed and handle yourself as a professional. I'm really working on that and making sure not to get out of your comfort zone and to stay within what got you there and make sure you take care of business when you're on the field.
In the minor leagues, you're playing every day. Up here, you got this guy, Buster Posey, who's in front of you playing a lot. But you did, you got a certain amount of at-bats. But how do you prepare for that? What did you maybe learn from last year, not being up there every game, having four at-bats?
Well, it's nice to have him in front of me. Maybe not so much from a job standpoint, but to watch him and see how he works behind the plate. As a catcher, you can really respect what he does, and it was something special to watch. That's a very underrated thing is how a catcher talks to his pitchers and how he manages the game, and he does it very well.
What about the at-bats? Do you take a lot of extra batting practice to stay sharp? What do you do?
Yeah, they usually have tunnels everywhere we go, and, my role was kind of a, late inning come-in catch or a pinch hit roll later on in the game. But, hitting in the tunnels around the sixth, seventh inning and making sure you're staying sharp and getting ready for that one at-bat you're going to get.
Yeah, being a pinch hitter, what goes into that? And especially for young guys, you're trying to learn the pitchers in the major leagues.
You know what, man? I think of it as this. You just got to take it for what it is. And you go up there and put up a competitive at-bat. I try to expect a lot of myself and then to really get after it up there. But, it's going to be tough going in there and facing guys like Holland or Herrera and some of these guys throwing 100 miles an hour in the pen. And you just got to stay in your comfort zone and really bear down for one at bat.
We'll have more with Andrew Susak right after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective, and get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. How much of a relief was it when you got the first things out of the way, first game, first hit, first home run, all that kind of stuff? I'm sure it sticks in your memory, but what about the relief part of it?
It's awesome. It's definitely a relief, and it took me, I think, 8 or 9 at-bats to get my first hit. So, it was tough at first, and it kind of is a little – it's always on your mind every time you go up there, especially when your family's watching and you want to impress. But after you get them, it's definitely a burden gone.
How cool is it? There's a lot of players who don't have family close by that can watch them play, yet you're from the Sacramento area, from Roseville, and you got people who can come down and watch you all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome, and at times it can be a little stressful, especially being a rookie, and you're trying to take care of and do your job, and you got 18 tickets to leave, and you're trying to make sure you got everyone on the list. So it can get a little hectic, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I could be on the East Coast with no family coming to my game, so I think of it as a good problem.
What's special about this pitching staff? How much do you enjoy catching them, whether it be somebody who's a longtime veteran like Tim Hudson or somebody like Tim Lincecum, who's had a lot of success, or Madison Bumgarner, who's just unbelievable and still pretty young?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one thing that I learned real quick here is that these guys got a lot of experience, and they've taught me a lot on, how to call a game just from catching them. It's a lot more fun knowing that you got two minds thinking at once versus it all relying on you and you're kind of, forcing it. And I'm getting better at calling a game, but it's definitely nice to have experience, like guys like Vogelsong and Hudson and Affeld and some of these older guys that have been around for a while. And Bum, I mean, you can throw one of his three pitches and it'd probably be a good solution. So he's special.
How do you handle the different personalities, too? I mean, a guy like Bumgarner could be more stoic, or Matt Cain for sure, but a guy like Jake Peavy, who is so emotional out there, I mean, every pitch he's kind of living and dying with it.
I think that's just another thing about personalities. You know, Peavy, that's how he expresses it. Some guys wait till they get in the dugout to express it, and he's just one of those guys who likes to really get it off his chest before he commits to the next pitch, and I don't mind it. I mean, I know sometimes people get a kick out of it, but he's just that competitive, and that says a lot about our team. And you know, every pitch is important, and you know, every run is important, saving the runs, and I really enjoy that about him.
The conversation with Andrew Susak of the Giants continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark McLennan at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Do you think it'll take a little while, you know, being the younger guy, being the guy who was the rookie, to go out there to a pitcher who's been around and have that conversation where, you know, you want to be forceful about what to throw? I mean, it's got to be delicate because a pitcher really knows what's working for him or what he wants to do, but you're a part of it.
Yeah, definitely, and you got to find that line that can be crossed or not. And some guys are different. Some guys don't want to see you, and some guys do. And you know, some guys want to get your input. But for the most part, I think pitchers, you know, they want to see you taking charge and making sure that you aren't scared back there, and they want to know that you care and want to get on the same page. So I think for the most part, I'd say probably, you know, 95% of the pitchers want you to go out there and if they need a break or a breather and get on the same page or whatever, it's not a big deal.
And last thing, how much different is it here at spring training this year than it was last year for you?
It's a lot different. You know, last year I was more of a sponge and kind of soaking it in and learning from Buster and some of these other guys. And, you know, this year I'm fighting for a spot and hopefully going to, you know, open some eyes and keep it going. But definitely a confidence boost playing last year with these guys and definitely learned a lot. And it's definitely an advantage coming into this year.
Andrew, thanks a lot for the time, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants catcher Andrew Susak. Be with us again on Friday. We'll hear from Angel Pagan of the Giants in a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago in Scottsdale. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.